Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
My congrats, because our girl Janine, she done made her motherfucking position. She in that higher up. She in that big tax bracket now, dog. She got to pay taxes now.
No shit.
She got to pay taxes now. So, you know, when you pay taxes, you making money now.
You have to pay back this year?
What? Nah, he's just playing.
Nah, you little girl Janine over there doing her things, ain't you, girl?
Right.
Making all pay, that money.
You got to pay taxes next year, dog. Well, that just lets y'all know what tax bracket she in next year. She got to pay taxes next year, dog. She don't get no refund next year. She got to pay it.
You go, girl.
Hey, say what's happening still.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Oh yeah, Father Time. How is it?
The Mr. Married Man.
Oh, it's cool. It's all gravy, baby.
So everything went good? Everybody showed up on time?
On time. Nobody was late. It was all gravy.
It was so beautiful, y'all. I almost had a tear come out my eye. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Fuck that nigga. I wasn't invited. I'm still Harper. No, I'm just fucking with you, man. Congratulations, dog, man. I see you got the switches on that nigga. Yeah. If y'all don't know, Father Time has got a little change because he spent some money.
Oh.
He spent some money on that room now. He spent Yeah, that room was bad as hell.
Yeah, that motherfucker up, man. Ooh-wee. Hey, but listen, we got people listening. So if y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one, and I'll definitely bring you into the fold. All
right, we'll check this out, dog. Let's get this shit started, man. Hey, you know what, man? I was over there networking the politics. Hey, shout out to my auntie Deborah. She down here in Nap, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to kick it with her for a little while, and I'm networking the politics, man. And man, some of the shit that I heard over that, man. Women are crazy, man. I mean, what was we hollering about before the show started?
Man, you damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Man, these women is crazy, man. I'm serious, man. Women, I mean, I don't think we get no love, man. I don't think us as men, we don't get no love, man. What you think, Papa Sir? Think we get some love? Us as men?
It depends on what it is.
Shit,
you know what I'm saying? If it's something that's gonna benefit us, then no. But if it benefit them, then yeah, they gonna get love like a motherfucker. They, you know what I'm saying, if they benefit from it. But I mean, what's the situation by you saying that they crazy? Crazy in what sense?
Man, dog, man, I mean, okay, I ain't gonna say no name because she told me don't say her name, but you know what I'm saying? I had a conversation with some of my peoples, and she like, buddy, you not walking out the door. I don't give a damn if you ready to fight. You not walking out the door until I finish my motherfucking point. Now, us as men, now we figure like, okay, we ain't, you know, we don't want to get to the point where we finna get to fighting. So we going to walk out the door. She said, no, that's a no-go. Motherfucker, you going to sit here and listen. Even if you ready to the point where you like, I'm ready to punch this bitch in her face. She like, no, there's no walking out the house.
That's what she told him.
Yeah, she said, don't walk out the house. You going to hear her.
Mm.
I'm woman. Give me war.
I guess the next thing you hear is woo, woo.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my point, dog. That's what I tried to make. I'm like, man, I try to leave before it get to the motherfucking police coming. She's like, nah, you ain't walking out that motherfucking door, partner.
All right, hold that thought, man. We got somebody new. I don't know if this is way low or not, but Carla, what's happening?
Hey, this is Selena. Hey, way low. Hello.
What's happening, Selena?
How y'all doing?
Yeah, the same thing. Ain't nothing but trouble.
Okay.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
All right, yourself, Les. Did you do that for me?
Huh?
Did you do that for me? Did you get my message?
No, I didn't get your message.
I couldn't do that stupid page.
Man,
I
told you, man. Send me your shit, I'll hook you up. But you never sent me
And
message.
I did.
You ain't sent me nothing.
All right. Just say you ain't see it. I sent it.
No, baby, you didn't send it. I'm telling you, if you'd have sent it, you'd have been hooked up. Obviously, I'd have had your ass cheeks on cncityradio.name.com right now.
You would not.
And see, that's exactly what we just talking about. She said she sent it. You said you didn't get it. She said, fuck you, I sent it.
But I didn't get it.
I don't give a fuck. I still sent it. You should have got it.
Yeah, because I sent it every day, so I know I sent it.
See what I'm saying? See, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Exactly. I sent the message to her. I said, well, send me your shit and I'll hook your page up.
I did that shit. Anyway, where you send it to? I sent it to him.
You know what I'm saying?
The Sin City name page, right?
Somebody need to turn their TV down. Somebody got the TV up a little bit too loud.
Every week is liquor store.
Got the TV up. Don't even put that on me. That was not me.
Every week you do so with that damn TV up.
No, last week it wasn't me either.
All right, let's get back to the topic, y'all. Let's get back to the topic. Now, you saying that she told him he got to sit there and listen, whether he ready to go or not. He can't go nowhere until she get done talking.
Until she get done talking. And she say, despite the fact that he might want to put his hands on her, because I told her, I said, man, I'm going to walk out the door. She said, what you going to do, push me from in front of the door? Yeah,
I'm gonna throw
your ass off.
Yeah. Oh, she trapping him at the door too? That's
yeah,
fucked up.
She's standing in front of the door. Ain't no motherfucker, you can't do nothing.
Now let me ask the ladies a question on that point right there. You stand in front of the door. Why do y'all call the police when he put his hands on you to move you out in front of, when all you had to do was just move and let him leave?
Why gotta be y'all? Why gotta be y'all?
It's women in general. I'm pretty sure every woman on the show then had that one time in their relationship where they stopped that motherfucker from leaving. I'm pretty sure everybody had that at least one time in your life.
No.
Cleveland, you ain't never seen
him. I'm
out of
ass and I show now. And if I had the phone in my hand, I'm bapping his ass with it. What I'm going to call the police for? But I ain't going to stand in front of no damn dope shit. If you leave him now.
So when he punch you back but hit me with the phone,
that's
you ain't
what I'm
call
saying. No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. You said and be at the door with the phone. I said if I'm not calling the police, I'd be beating them with the phone if I hit the phone. I wouldn't call the police. We're both up there.
What you gonna do when he hits you back?
He ain't gonna hit me back. Shit.
See, that's women's problem right there.
Oh no, because I hit and run. That's what I'm saying though.
Now
you gotta
chase you.
Where you gonna run to?
But the smart thing to do is okay, but if you were smart when she ran from in front of the door, just leave your ass out the door then. And just take that hit and go on out the door like you plan on doing before she's in front of. You know what I'm saying?
That's bullshit.
See,
that's bullshit.
Take that lick.
Hey, listen, a man will take one for the team, but he ain't going to take one for that. I'm going to catch your ass and hit you back.
I wouldn't put my hands on no damn man unless need be.
But you got a lot of women that do, though.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, definitely. Some women feel like if you ain't getting your ass beat, they don't give a damn. And I heard this from the hurt horse's mouth.
Oh, I'm glad I heard a woman say that.
Shout out to you if you're listening. You probably is, bitch. Anyway. From the horse's mouth. Yeehaw.
I think if the brother want to leave, then just let his ass leave.
That's what I'm saying, because that's when you get bapped in the mouth. Who the hell wants that?
That's when shit escalates. When you try to stop a motherfucker, make a motherfucker listen to you. He don't want to hear that shit.
We can't just blame the ladies because we get a lot of dudes to do the same thing too. I kick your ass if you try to leave me. So we can't just say this all on the ladies.
Because I have caught a case in that damn situation.
It's a punk ass niggas to do that shit too. Fuck that shit. Get the fuck out. You been smoking all my weed anyway, bitch.
I understand that, man. I understand you got those brothers that be like, if you leave, you know what I'm saying? But she leave when he go to sleep. She still leave. She just wait till he go to sleep. But when a woman doing that shit, ain't no leaving. You got to hear what the fuck she got to say no matter what. You can't leave. She ain't going to let you leave. That's all I'm saying. Most women, they'll just wait till your ass fall asleep or get drunk, pass out.
And
you
wake
up and they go. Not no woman. She gonna get all her words out. She ain't holding shit.
But y'all good about finding us though.
Y'all done stopped, cause y'all done stopped us already. So y'all
that's
probably already know where we gonna be at.
Right. I'm going right to Teresa crib. Hey, Teresa, open the door.
At Teresa house or at her mama house, one of the two. I know where she at. Go ahead, you can leave. Go ahead.
Hey, wait.
I know exactly where you going.
Hey,
you
say,
hey,
she ain't here.
What you say, Karen?
Teresa, open the motherfucker door. I'm not bullshit.
So
nah,
hey,
ain't
here.
I got respect.
Here.
I got respect for your boyfriend, but I will kick this bitch in. Let me talk to your dude. Teresa, let me talk to your dude. Let me talk to your dude. Hey, yo, Rick. Hey, Rick, that bitch in there. And if Rick a true nigga, he gonna be like, man, he gonna get that band.
He ain't gonna say
that. I don't got nothing
to do with y'all stuff, dog. You know,
hey,
that's all the nigga hit that you in there.
Hey,
I don't got nothing to do with y'all shit, dog.
I mean, cause
hey, that's true, man. That's true. When a man asks another man a question, he don't want to say yes or no. He always say, man, and he rub his head.
Right, like, man.
What's going on, man? What y'all
right.
arguing about?
Hey, dog, real talk, dog. I mean, you know what I'm saying, nigga? I'm in here trying to chill, though. All right, Rick, I respect that, dog. I respect you, Richard, man. Send that bitch on outside. So, see, yeah, I mean, you got to get an understanding, man. I mean, because if you come in there, Rick gotta be a man. You know what I'm saying? He can't just let you just come in his house bum-rushing his shit. Hey, Rick, man, sit that bitch outside, dog, man. Real talk, man. I need to holler at this bitch, man. This bitch did this, that, and other. But then now Rick, like, hey, your friend got to go, man. She started.
Yeah, Rick, like, if she got to go, she started too much commotion
and
shit.
That's the whole thing, man. See, that's what we fuck up as men, because our testosterone be going so hard where we got to nut up to him. Why nut up to him? All we got to do is plead to his motherfucking his man side, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Rick, you know, I wouldn't do no shit like that to you, dog. That's real talk, nigga. Your bitch was over here, nigga. I tell you, your bitch was over here, man. Come get it.
That's a shame. That is a shame. Oh, my God.
Well, wait a minute, man.
He done already told you that she was dead, though. He was like, man, you know, I don't got nothing to do with y'all shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So you already know she there, but he just can't tell you because his girl told him not to tell. She looking out
Rick
the window and shit.
Yeah, but see, if you come to Rick like you don't disrespect Rick as a man, Rick better send that bitch outside.
True. No. First of all, the first thing Rick gonna say is, after he say his little man thing, he gonna be like, man, what y'all into it for anyway? What happened?
Like he can.
But see, what he doing? He asking the questions all the time. He thinking like, all right, I'm gonna do this shit. I don't want to send out to get an ass whooped, but I want this motherfucker tearing up my
shit. No, fuck that, man. Rick ain't. I mean, if Rick a real nigga, he gonna be like, man, hold on, dog. Let me just go in here right quick. And he gonna go to old girl like, hey, look here, your girl gotta go. Now he gonna come back out like, hey, man, she finna go on and run her over there, and after that, y'all do what y'all gonna do. You know what I'm saying? And I can respect that. All right, now Rick. You know, tell that bitch I'll be a crib when she get here.
You ain't gonna get the case.
Now, Rick, we going
somewhere else on the railroad.
No, Rick whole thing. Now you don't want to get into it with Rick. What you gonna get into it with Rick for when y'all having a pleasant day? You know what I'm saying?
That's
see, lifetime. Y'all got to realize, man, that, I mean, is your girl worth it? Is your girl worth that argument?
Yeah.
Nope. So, hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Nah, this just my thing, and you don't take it personal. But your bitch worth that? Like, as y'all call it, that's my bitch. Your bitch worth that? your bitch worth your man?
But see, that goes back to another respect thing there. Loyalty. Who's she more loyal to? Her friend or you?
Motherfucker, she better be loyal to her motherfucking man. Shit. Fuck you mean? She gotta be loyal to her man. Shit. Her man. Who digging her down? Her or him?
Now, nobody care about that.
Oh, no, it is 2013. It's kind of hard to answer that question.
I'm about
who
to
is looking at that?
Hey, that's what I'm about to say. Janine, don't you answer that question.
Yeah, who is digging her down?
Nah,
yeah,
man, but all bullshit is fine.
Probably could go, too.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's that bullshit.
Oh.
They probably want Rick to get all about his business anyway.
But I'm saying, man, at the end of the day, y'all motherfuckers is not finna sit there and just, I mean, me personally, I'm not finna let no motherfucking dude come between my relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, women, I mean, if the loyalty that strong, well, fuck it, I'm gonna let my girl come between my relationship. Is it that strong? I'm gonna start with liquor store. Liquor store, is it that strong?
What? I got my girl come between me and my man?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to be able to let that ride. Nope, I'd rather lose a friend. I'm sorry, that might sound fucked up, but at the end of the night, you're not satisfying my needs, bitch. You got to go.
Good ass, a liquor store. Good ass.
All right, so now I'm going to go to Janine. Janine, at the end of the night, well, your man like, hey, get this bitch out of here so I can drop this off in your draw. I watched Baby Boy earlier today, so that's
right.
I watched Baby Boy earlier, and he's like, hey, get off the phone so I can drop this off in your drawer. I was like, God damn.
That sounds nasty.
Yeah, it sounds nasty, but she's like, oh, I got to call you back.
Right, girl, I'll talk to you later.
Right, so at the end of the day, you can call her what you want, but she's like, oh, girl, I got to call you back. She bent over that motherfucker getting some dick dropped off in her. She had a jaw full of dick. So now, I mean, which is more important? I mean, Janine, which is more important now?
Yeah, like I'm anime or something.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Hey,
ask that question, anime. You gonna answer that question? Oh yeah, you gonna ask that question?
You better answer it right. Once you
answer that bush. Yeah. Think about that bush if you want to.
Depends. You know, I guess it would depend on the friend. She wouldn't come between me and my guy. It depends on the situation at hand. Now, if he's coming over there acting rowdy, you know what I'm saying? It depends on how you come over there acting. If you come over there acting rowdy, you know, then I'm going to tell her, look, you know, I can't be having this stuff. Plus, you got the kids at the house. You know what I'm saying? You just don't want all this commotion at your home anyway. Now, you know, I might try to help her and stuff like that, but it depends on how it all go down.
I agree with everything you just said.
I'm finna tell you that you better throw that bitch to the wolf.
Throw that bitch to the wolf.
Oh, you had it at my motherfucking crib.
She ain't gonna pick me over her dude. And it's the dude she's the city guard.
I'm not saying picking nobody over your dude. Of course I'm not going to choose her over my dude. But if she was a real friend, too, and she see he coming over here acting rowdy, she's going to leave anyway. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Whether she's going to go home,
I mean, that ain't got nothing to do with us. But you know what I'm saying? But she's not going to stay there and allow him to just be acting rowdy in my house. Friends usually don't do that.
I'm saying, but now he, all right, okay, now he didn't do the thing. He didn't plead it to your dude. You know, he didn't came to your dude. Your dude come upstairs and say, "Hey, that bitch gotta go."
Well, see, once again, that depends on the dude too, though. If you came to my crib talking about where the bitch at. I know you're gonna do some bodily harm to her. The type of motherfucker that I am, the type of person I am in real life, I'm not gonna send her out there. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, because I know what's gonna happen.
Man,
you better get
them
Captain Save a
Hole
ass out my damn way and sit
on outside. Got nothing to do with no Captain Save a Hole, man.
Yeah,
that ain't got nothing to do with it, dog. If I know this motherfucker gonna stomp her down,
it ain't got nothing to do with
you, man.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
I understand that. I'd be like,
mind your business.
You go ahead and leave, and then she'll be out later. She ain't spending the night. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let you cool down. But if she come home, she come home. But right now, I'm not going to send her here to let you stomp her down. I'm not going to do that.
Well, man, you're going to fight. Now
well,
I got to keep your
that's what's going to happen. That's the type of person I am. Now. I'm not gonna send her out there to get her ass whooped.
So wait a minute. Let me get this right. Let me get this right. My old lady come to your crib, nigga. You gonna? Oh well, you need to calm down, motherfucker. I said send her the fuck outside.
Okay, but if she still your old lady, if she left you, then she left you.
Oh,
she
my old lady.
They are not together no more.
She my old lady.
That's not your child.
She my old lady. So I say different.
Oh my god.
God damn it.
I mean,
oh
she didn't left you, so evidently she don't want to be here no more. She didn't left.
You ain't left me yet. You ain't left me. You don't leave Ike. You don't
oh
leave Ike.
You the devil. Y'all need to come with warning labels on y'all wrists.
You goddamn right.
They just...
No, man. I mean, you need to come on, dog. You not finna sit here. I mean, come on. You would throw away 30 years of friendship for her.
How's it throwing away a friendship, though?
That
I mean, how's it throwing away a friendship, and how is that putting her before your man if you're saying she's
you
not there?
Because this ain't got nothing to do with you. I ain't gonna whoop it in front of your crib.
Well, the way you talking, you might beat her and everybody else, Ike.
Yeah. Look here, you don't leave Ike. You don't leave Ike.
That's some psychodrama, but you know, if she was a real friend, she'd get up and leave any doggone way. But me, myself, both of them have to get on. But I would make sure he wouldn't leave with her. I mean, she wouldn't leave with him. I'd drop her.
That's my point right there.
They would not leave
together.
That ain't what you see. You going to tell me, no, she ain't leaving with you. Fuck you mean she ain't leaving with me? She wouldn't stay.
No, I wouldn't tell you nothing. If it's my house, I wouldn't even have to even talk to you. I'll walk right past you with her right on the 70. We'll get in the car and ride out. Wherever you see her after that is on y'all.
That ain't about to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, it's going to get real ugly. If you are my property messing with it, you're going to get hooked up.
I didn't say, look, first of all, y'all don't even know what the situation is. She might was out of pocket.
That ain't what I'm saying, though. I'm not on either side, so you ain't listening. I'm saying that we just going to walk out of my area, you know, my territory, and I'm going to take her where I got her. And if you just happen to see it in, then cool. But I ain't going to be, you know, watching you whoop on in front of me. It don't matter what she did.
Who said I'm going
to agree with you, Cass, man? They starting a lot of shit doing that.
Who the first said I'm finna whoop on her? I just said sit her motherfucking ass outside.
Oh, Lord. So what's talk?
Motherfucker,
It doesn't even matter what you there for. I'm just saying, by me having kids, I'm just saying about my kids. You don't know you know what I'm saying? I'm
exactly.
Not really like your
so
I don't know what.
She shouldn't have ran to your house in the first goddamn place.
She probably didn't run to my house. How you know we just ain't coming out from clubbing or something? And she just happened to be out with us.
Man,
If she's free, she might want to go hang out or something. Go to the club.
Yes, you know what? Hold on, y'all. Y'all as women, I expect to hear that out of y'all. But this old motherfucking old, I want to be saved, this old Captain Save a whole ass nigga here. He can't.
I don't see how he was being Captain Saywell. He was just saying it by being his property. He ain't finna send off, you know, a lot of your arm.
All right, dog. Okay. Well, let's just say we're not at your house, dog. And I'm talking to you, Father Time. Let's just say we're not at your house. We're not at your house. We at a mutual friend's house. And
I ain't got shit to do with it.
Right. So you gonna back her? You gonna back your ass off then?
It ain't at my crib. I don't give a fuck what you do.
You should give a fuck what I do regardless.
As long as it ain't in front of my crib. If that's what you want to do.
Hold on. Handle
your business.
This is what y'all not understanding. This is what I'm saying. If something happened and a situation happened, this motherfucker might have stole $10,000 from me. And I'm like, hey, I need to holler at her. You gonna sit there and look at me and say, hold on. I'm talking Father Time. You gonna look at me and say, man, well, you know, you can't talk to her at my house.
No. The first thing I'm gonna say is, where the fuck you get $10,000 from? That's the first thing I'm gonna say. How do you get $10,000?
That ain't none of your damn business. Nevertheless, the situation at hand is.
No, it's my business now because you put me in it.
Because
you were in front of my crib, telling me she stole $10,000. I'm like, well, where the fuck you get $10,000 from? How come I didn't know about that?
Now
I'm pissed off at you.
Do you tell me every dollar you made?
Hell no, it ain't your business.
Exactly.
Your business is my business.
Nigga, you better send that bitch on.
Nah, what's your question, man? All right, she took $10,000 from you.
All right, nigga, I'm just saying she done did some disrespectful shit. I'm not saying I'm finna fight the bitch. I'm just saying, look here, send her outside. Me and her need to holler.
Hey, you told me yourself that she just stole $10,000 from you, and you want to talk.
Racks. She got 10 racks from me, nigga. You need to send her outside. I need to know my money at.
Okay, so what if she just give him the bag of money and then just give it to you, but she don't come outside?
He still better sit outside on GP because he knows this bitch is so serious.
Come GP, shut the ass out.
He knows
she ain't gonna give me the money.
Finder's fee. You giving the finder's fee?
Yeah,
but she throwing out the window at you in the bag and all your money
right
now.
Now he just see she took them 10 racks from me.
She got to go then. Now she got to go because she actually stole the money. She could be stealing some shit out of my crib. You got to go.
He could be lying, though. He could be lying.
That's his money, but she just giving it to him because she don't want him to sign no stuff.
Well, apparently,
he got
money
from his crib. Ass out that house.
If it was they house living together, what is y'all talking about?
But then you know how dudes is. Time about $10,000. It probably was $500 anyway. You know.
If she's willing to give it back, that means she took it. And if she stole from him,
That's not true.
She ain't
gonna
give him her money.
That's not true.
So hold on. What you telling me? Wait a minute. Hold on. What you telling me is that all right? 10 racks come up, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling him, you standing in the window, you hearing me saying, all right, Tom, look here, man. This motherfucker bitch got 10 racks of my motherfucking money. And you be like, well, fuck it, hit nigga, motherfucker, take your motherfucking money.
I didn't say she said that. I just said she just threw the money. Some women are so terrified. They would do whatever to get away. And I'm not saying you per se. I'm just saying, in situations that have occurred that I know of, they are so terrified of the guy, they would just give them whatever they want just to make them go away.
I need 10 racks.
Hold on. You need to say me per se, because if you took 10 racks, I'm coming to that door. You might as well throw it down.
I'm not saying she took it. I'm saying... anybody could come to the door and say she took something. That don't mean it was yours in the first place. It could have been a joint account. And
Janine,
she took money out of it.
Janine, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But if this is the situation, if she in the window and she can hear us talking, and then she hear him say, man, she took money from me, and then if she throw the money out of the window saying, here, take this money. Here, just take it. She had to take that money from him. Otherwise, why would she be walking around with that much money on him?
What if they had a joint account and it was both of their money? What if she put most of the money in there?
But it ain't all hers, though.
Okay. it ain't all yours either. But you came over there saying it's $10,000. All of it's yours. You want all of it.
Hold on. Why the hell did you take any of it out the account in the first place?
Because she leaving.
No, you're not leaving. You're not leaving with our money. That's my whole point. You're not leaving with our money. You just proved my point. You're not leaving with our money.
Okay. Well, whatever y'all say. Y'all still sound like psychos
at the end of the day. Go to them if you want to.
Wow. In that scenario, I would send out.
I don't even think it would matter if you had 30,000. Even if you had $30,000 and she took $10,000, it would just still be the principle that you just didn't want her to have none of the money because y'all mad because we left. She ain't took nothing. She can't take nothing that's hers.
It ain't hers. That's the whole point.
It is hers.
Why? We ain't married. Why is it yours?
It's both of ours, and if she didn't even take all of it, just say it was, let's say $50,000. Y'all got $50,000 in the bank. Both of y'all have contributed to that bank account. Say she take out $10,000, but if she has put in $10,000, she take out
$10,000.
If she got $10,000 sitting in my house, she going to get me too, and we'll get his ass from in front of that belt so she can go buy a beer. That's how we're going to work that out. We'll get him out the way.
They're playing in a row, girl. That's how we got here.
Right. Or me and Rick might just throw it to the wolf and keep everything.
Nah, that ain't gonna work because I'm still gonna be looking for my money.
It don't matter. We'll work that out when we get to that.
You know, that's another question. Mm-hmm. If both of y'all contribute, I mean, if we both contribute to the account, how do you know exactly how much you put in there?
Because we know.
We pay attention.
Y'all must be crazy. If y'all don't think, we don't know how much we didn't put into the account.
I gotta agree with you on 10%. You gotta be a damn fool. You don't know how much you can put in that damn account.
Exactly.
$10,000
and you didn't put in $82,000. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you got to sit down to a goddamn penny. This ain't no joint account. This is like a savings account for you.
Yeah, just like you just joined in, so it's really not joined.
Yeah.
Got on my bandwagon.
Right, you just jumped on the bandwagon.
Right. I know y'all $82 out the window.
Hey, baby. Because you may know exactly how much you put in there, but I know exactly how much you spent.
Right. Hey, baby, here go about $52.85. I done did my bar for the week.
Right.
$8,000 in there. So, bitch, you not taking no bump on the $1,500 out. I put in $52.85. You out there, goddamn.
I'm going to put the overdraft fees in.
Yes, ma'am.
Crazy as hell. You think that's going to work?
It's in the trunk.
You know, I read somewhere they say you shouldn't have, even if you marry, you shouldn't have joint accounts.
No, I agree with that.
I agree with that.
Me too.
Yeah. I do. I really agree with that.
No, I don't think that you shouldn't have a joint account. You can have a joint account. Just make sure you have a separate account as well. You know, the joint account is for, you know, the household, the shit that is necessary, things of that nature. But you make sure you have...
Mm-mm. What if I'm putting more of the money for the house bills, and that's going to cause a problem?
Exactly. Yep, that's going to cause our problem.
Why is all my check having to go into the account for the house bills?
Because I'm trying to get my other account up, God damn it. My other account flat.
Why can't we just make an agreement who pays what? You see what I'm saying? And then... If you coming up short or something, you know, we understand something happened. Maybe you come up short or we come up short. You know, we'll work that out.
That needs to be kept
separate.
Now,
yeah.
I agree. My account, your account, all that old, well, why we can't have the same account? Why the fuck shouldn't we? Because if you done put, like I said, you done put 52,385 in that motherfucker and I done put 400, then I go in that motherfucking $375.68 drawn out, and you only put $52.85.
So I'm going to be pissed the fuck off.
Now I'm upset. Now we got a problem, because it's like, wait a minute, man. Hold on, man. Put $450 in that motherfucker. Well, I seen this motherfucking coat I wanted. You seen a coat you wanted? Well,
nah,
it is our account. It's our account.
That's like the Martin with the big screen TV. I remember that one.
Oh, yeah, the Hotsitashi 2000. Man, the Hotsitashi 2000. And then he had to go get the bitch 200.
And he deserved it, little motherfucker.
Nah, who put in more?
She did.
Apparently, he did.
Did she?
At the end
of
the
episode, he put in more.
Gina Young, no, she put in more.
Right,
right. She said,
he was spending her money.
She said 500, 400, 500. She said, add a zero, baby. 5,000. Now, that's how you do it. I'm only put 500 in our account, but my account got 5,000.
So I'm not really worried about that 500 in our account, because my account is set. First of all, you ain't going to be hiding how much money you make in front of me neither.
Oh, police, you tripping. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah, you tripping now. You is tripping now.
Oh,
my Lord.
I think we're going to have to be handshakebooks
and...
Damn right.
Can't nobody just come to the house.
Hey,
kind of scaring me.
Hey, Tom, I need to know the angle. I don't even know that.
Damn right,
baby. New job, baby.
It's only fair. It's only fair.
And then, I'm going to tell you, don't worry about it. As long as I put money in our account, you need not worry about what's in my account.
Whoa. Fuck you mean, I don't worry about it. Hold on. I don't think you understanding me. If me and you, man and woman, you ain't finna tell me don't fucking worry about what you got. You crazy?
Are we married? Or we just together?
Nah, I don't give a damn, man. You can call it courting or what the fuck ever you want to call it.
I wouldn't even tell you not worry about. I would turn around with the ugliest look, and all your hair is what? And that's gonna be the end of that. What the hell are you talking about? What?
Well, you know what? And after you said what and gave me that ugly look, you better be taking your purse every motherfucking time you turn or fall asleep. Because I'm stealing shit. Because you don't want to tell me, I'm gonna find out on my own.
That's the only way you don't have to, and you still ain't gonna know.
Let me ask a question.
You better keep your shit on the motherfucking witch, on the motherfucking on that card, because I'm still ain't motherfucking dollar you put in there.
Let me ask a simple question. Why is it so hard, ladies, to tell your man how much you make per year? What's wrong with that? Y'all saying it's like that's a deadly thing.
I mean, what's the purpose? What's the purpose?
You don't think your man have a right to know how much you make?
I mean, if he asks, I wouldn't stand to have a problem with telling him that much, but don't keep asking me every time. I mean, once I said, I don't want to repeat it.
First of all, if you said it, if you told me
don't
the truth,
ask
the first
me,
time,
don't ask me when I get a raise or none of that. You know what I'm saying? No bonus.
Crazy.
Damn.
You done lost your goddamn mind.
Yeah,
you know motherfucker
what?
Hold on, man.
Tripping hard.
Let me get a hold to this motherfucker. Man, if you lost your goddamn mind, you know motherfucker what you think. I'm going to sit here and you going to sit here and, oh, don't ask me no more. Oh, no, you just bitch slapped me emotionally.
No, I'm not taking no bitch slap. I just told you, I'm not going to say none of that. I'm just saying you going to ask me once, but then the next time you ask me, you're going to get that what look. And then I'm going to look at you so messed up, you're like, fucking, I ain't going to ask you no more. And that's going to be the end of that. You ask me the same thing.
Don't bullshit me.
I ain't going to ask you.
She said the what look, dude.
I don't want no woman like you. Because if you going to sit there and act like you going to turn your motherfucking nose, you don't turn your nose up at me. I'm the motherfucking man here.
And that mouth like that is the reason why, you know, I don't want no man like you. Because it's always this. All women this and all women that.
I guarantee this mouth may say it, but this dick can tell you, say, yes, I'll take you.
And
yes,
that's what I'm saying. That's old. Don't nobody care about that. What's in them pants. That ain't got nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
That's because you're an old lady now.
Yeah, and I'm set in my ways, and I ain't going.
Ain't nobody got time for your old ass. Go on, carry your old ass on then.
They sell that at the store.
No, but it don't feel like mine. It don't matter.
And you better watch your little mouth talking about you don't want one. You can't have no woman like me. So, I don't care. Sure.
You know what? You're going to be one of them old ladies telling them motherfucking kids, get off my grass.
No,
you
I ain't going no kids gonna be around me. I ain't going to even have no grass, so they won't come over.
Exactly. You got an evil ass. You're an ornery ass motherfucker. That's your problem.
Oh, ornery ass. I already told my kids, you know, when y'all had grandkids and stuff, just email me pictures and stuff. And, you know, grandma send them a gift. I'll be babysitting. Don't ask. You know.
You know what?
So,
stop being so
call
evil.
Me what you want.
You ain't even old. Why are you acting so evil?
I'm not evil. I'm just trying to have that evil because I know what I want and what I'm saying. It keep me out of a lot of BS though. At the same time, you know what I'm saying? I don't fall for what most girls do.
She said they
like
sell that shit at the store.
Sure, any way you like it, like turkey.
Wow.
Not
the same thing.
You ain't got to clean up after I'm cooked. None of that. Shut up.
So you just a silicone goddess now, huh?
Shut up. No, I'm not saying it for me. I'm just saying what it is, though. If that's the case, I mean, that ain't important, though. I don't see the Vicky. What you need to know, bonus. How we get on that from bonuses and stuff? You know
wait a minute. Dick ain't important? Dick ain't important to you?
Oh, very. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's in the top 5 or 10. I'm not going to put too much energy into it. One, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to stress over one. That's when I go to the show.
All right, whatever. I ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
Yeah, you is.
No, I ain't.
Yeah, you is.
I ain't trying to hear that shit at all.
But don't call me old. That don't make me old. And I'm 33, nigga. I ain't old.
I know. That's why I don't understand why you trying to act so old.
Because I'm older for my age. I know I am. I always ugly for older.
You know what? You know what? I had to talk earlier about this. This is the I bullshit you not. This is your woman. This is the woman's problem. Is that y'all try to be older than what the fuck y'all are at all times? Why is that?
How can I be older than what I am?
Hold on, listen to me. Just hold on. If you shut your ass up, you can hear me out, woman.
Let me out of sight.
Thank you. Look, when you're 10, you say you're 12. When you're 12, you say you're 14. When you're 14, you're 16. When you're 16, you're 18. When you're 18, you're trying to be 21. When you're 21, you're trying to be 25. I'm not talking. Shut up, woman. Now, when y'all get to that other age, when y'all get to the 30s, y'all want to go back to being 20. You know the biggest problem with women is that y'all don't live y'all youth out. Y'all don't. Seriously. A lot of women don't used to live their youth out. First thing they try to do is be grown and then what the fuck that they really are.
Yes, I live my life. Can I talk now? Can I talk? Tell me when it's okay to talk. No, because you sound crazy. That ain't even, that's what I'm saying. You keep saying all women. I just said I'm 33. I'm 33. I never lied about my age. I like my age. But I don't think I act older. It's the difference between trying to act older and being mature. I always been mature for my age.
You know what? You know what? And that's the biggest problem that I hear. Oh, I'm mature for my age. All right, now, granted, now, hold on before you say something. Yeah, you're 33, and I'm pretty sure you are mature. You have learned to be mature. But come on now. When you were 22, to look back now at you being 33, when you were 22 and you thought you were so mature, you look back when you're 22 like, oh, that was just some dumbass shit I did.
Sometimes I really be like I should have partied more, honestly.
Oh, yeah, you party, motherfucker.
We're done.
We would be.
You found my kryptonite. Shut your ass up.
Goddamn right. I know you partied.
Okay.
Whatever.
Oh, Lord.
Hey. All right, so now, Janine, let me ask you. In all honesty, all bullshit aside, you being the age you are now, and you look back on it, and I'm pretty sure at 22, you thought you was grown. You thought couldn't nobody tell you nothing. But looking back at it now, do you see a lot of mistakes you made?
Of course, I made a whole lot of mistakes.
But could anybody tell you that you was making a mistake when you were 22?
Because it was my choice. It was my life. As long as I was able to live my own life.
And I understand that, but I'm just saying, in hindsight, looking back at it, would you say, well, maybe I should have listened to that person or this person? Because they were actually telling me right.
Yeah, I do think that.
That's everybody, though. And we all do shit young. That's why it's called young.
I think, and I believe that women do it more than men. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. I'm going to talk to you.
We do what more than men? I understand that.
Right.
I believe that women, for instance, I believe that women, at a young age, think that they're more mature than men. You know, because it's always put in your head because maybe because your mother taught you how to cook. Your mama said, well, you got to do this. Or y'all caught y'all period. Well, damn, y'all grown. Y'all older than us.
My mama didn't say we was more mature. She just said boys are slower.
Damn.
But she never.
Okay, hold on. Before y'all even use over there.
Let's see.
Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up with y'all?
What's up? Who there?
Defiant.
What's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
We chilling. Defiant, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Defiant.
What's up? All
right, now, let's just go back and we hypothetically speaking. I'm 12, you 12. At the age of 12, do you think you was more mature than me? I mean, we both 12 years old.
What, at 12 years old?
Yeah, at 12.
More mature than a boy?
Yeah, you thought, did you think you was more mature than the average 12-year-old boy?
Probably so.
Why?
I guess it's about the way you raised, I guess. You know what I'm saying? You just, you know, that woman intuition always with you when you got parents like that.
Okay, but at wait a minute now. Hold on. You said it's because did you say it's because the way the parents raised you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But now, what made you more mature at 12 than, I mean, what were you doing that was so more mature than what the boy was doing?
That's what I was about to say. You really can't speak about the boy because, I mean, you don't know how mature he is. I mean, as far as me being 12, I think myself being 12, when I was 12, I think I was pretty mature for 12.
You got to go out of
all right, so now,
both of y'all was playing in the dirt. Both y'all playing in the dirt at 12 years old.
So what made you more mature? And Father Time, you're right. So now my question is to you, what made you more mature?
Because
your sand castle was bigger than mine?
No.
Neither.
Because I was smart enough to build a bigger one. You a lot of gagging back there trying to make that little castle. You got to build big dreams. You know, we have big dreams when we get.
I keep hearing you. But what did you do that was so more mature than me? Because you talked to an older guy. Was that did that make you more mature?
No, it's not. Now you go to a different. Me at 12 years old, I figured, okay, you know, the thing about a girl being 12 years old is that she's always being the one that, okay, well, she had the dreams of the weddings, the dreams of being the fashion models and stuff like that. So your mentality depends. I think it totally depends. I don't know. It's kind of confusing, though, to tell you the truth, because I'm not a boy, and I don't know what he was thinking at 12 years old, but I'm thinking, like, hell, I'm that diva, I'm a girl, I want to grow up and get married, I want to be the princess and stuff, so you like, just the way we think. So, I don't know.
No.
You know, somebody told me.
Hold on, hold on.
I really got an answer, because I can't think for a boy.
Hold on one second, dog. We got my man Waylo coming in. Waylo, what's happening?
You don't know.
I'm trying to see the maturity levels here. This is what I'm trying to see. But ain't none of these women giving me a definite answer. What makes y'all more mature than us when we was younger?
That wasn't the question I got.
You know what? Because you was a fucking psychopath when we was younger. That's why I got the question.
No, what you said was, how did I feel like I was more mature? I never said it was in a man. Because I can't even say that.
Right, that's what I was saying.
I'm going to shut up. Because
you didn't tell me to shut up once, and that's the only one you get tonight. You know what, Selena? Selena, I swear to God, I'm going to bust you upside your motherfucking head.
I'm saying I am. I'm going to shut up because I'm sitting up here drinking and fucking with me. Go ahead.
All right, Waylo, you just entered the show. All right, you 12, let's just say you 12, Defiant 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both y'all at the age of 12. I mean, do you think, when you was 12, do you think that she would have been more mature than you? Do you think that the woman was more mature than you, the young lady was more mature than you when y'all was 12? Y'all both playing in the sandbox.
Nah.
Y'all both on the motherfucking.
Why?
Why? Because shit. Why she gotta be more mature than me if we both the same age doing the same shit? She might have more hair on her face than I do, but shit.
Whatever. They taking it way.
I know.
Okay, ladies. All right, Janine, since you all and I know, what made you more mature than me?
I can't say how you acted at that age.
I know at my age, when I was 12, I was thinking of what I wasn't thinking of a normal 12-year-old because of my life situation. At 12, I was taking care of my brothers and sisters and trying to save my mother, and I'm a knife expert at 12, okay?
We was all, so, I think basically most of the women I raised to be mothers and ladies, so, I mean, I don't know.
Well, hold on.
So my whole thinking is, I'm trying to get out this house. I'm trying to find a way to leave. I'm trying to find that. So my mindset is different than a normal 12-year-old. So I'm way above. I'm way past what a 12-year-old boy that maybe lived in a regular household might be thinking. He might be thinking something totally different.
I had to do the same shit.
Hold on, y'all. Now, I hear what you said, Janine. But now, let me say this. Us, and Waylow, I don't know your situation, but what I do know, I know Wicks and I know Father Time's situation, where we are 12-year-old boys with no father in the house, and we got little siblings, so at some point in time, we got to, at some capacity, be the man of the house. So now what makes you more mature than us? When we got to sit there and make sure that our little brothers and sisters took to school, and we got to make sure they eat. We got to make sure they do everything else. So, I mean, just because we don't come outside and display that, well, I'm this, I'm grown, that's what I'm saying. How does that make us more or less than y'all? And shit, I had a big ass knife at 12. I couldn't afford a gun. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we still managed to maintain our youth. Now, Waylow, I don't know about you. You know what I'm saying? But I know for a fact that, shit, me, Father Time, and we grew up with our fathers, and you know we had younger siblings. So when mom's gone all day, shit, who did it fall on? It fell on us too.
Hey, I'm answer your question, man. That girl that's 12, that's mature. You know why she's more mature than us? Because she fast, as my grandma would say. She fast. She was the one that was giving it up at 12. That's why she was more mature.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. Okay, now I didn't go there, but, ladies, is that a possibility?
She was talking like,
if she giving it up, she's mature than a motherfucker. To me.
I can't speak up on none of that. I still say I was mature for my age. I mean, I didn't have to raise no little kid. I was blessed to have a mama who did hair at the crib, so it was just us three. And I was still a kid. I was a kid, but I always had older cousins and stuff like my, you know what I'm saying, real old, and I hung with. That's why I say I'm mature, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying. I can't speak up on that shit as far as raising them. I was still a kid at 12.
And I don't think maturity has anything to do with sex.
Right, exactly.
I think maturity doesn't always come with sex. It comes with abilities, responsibilities, and everything else besides sex. You might have had some that was like that, truth be told.
Right.
But, I mean, everybody, that just because you're mature doesn't mean that you was out there giving it up. I mean, you could just be a mature mind. Some people grow as old, how they say, old folks sense.
You shouldn't be acting older than you are. You know, like you said, you're 12, you're trying to act like you're 15. So now you're out there doing what the 15-year-old is doing.
But see, that's the difference in what you're saying, though. You're saying acting. He was saying mature. You got a mature man without being 15. You could just be 12 years old and being, you know what I'm saying, just have a mentality, well, okay, I'm just who I am. You could be 12 and smarter, 12 and growing, 12 and expanding. You don't have to be 12 or 15.
Yeah. And for me, I think maturing when, you know, like people, you got to say, stay in the child's place, you know, I was always the one that was getting smart and stuff. So I think that was mature, you know what I'm saying, me, you know, to know shit, not to, to stay in a child's place. You know what I'm trying to say? You get it?
Because back then, the parents were able to smack your ass in your mouth. You knew if you said something, you was going to get smacked.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah,
I will.
You know what? I think there's a big, huge difference between when, I mean, everybody on the line ain't exactly the same age, but I think it's safe to say we're all at least 30, okay, or most of us. I think there's a big, huge difference between when we were kids and, you know, being 12 and quote-unquote more mature and now, like, now these little girls and boys think that they
talk.
And you know, again, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with that per se, but their parents are raising them to, you know, to portray people that they're not allowing them anymore to live out their youth. Like, you know, a lot of them are putting more in their hands. You know, like we had different TV, we had different music, we had different. You know, and our shit wasn't so out there. Like, now, everything is just out there. Everything is on Front Street. So these kids think they're grown because, you know, the media is raising them. And, you know, and it's...
I disagree. I'm sorry.
Not all.
I totally
now.
Disagree with what you just said.
Not all.
I think these kids are fucked up because the parents is trying to be the friends. Instead of being a fucking parent.
And again, is that not media related? Because the media is telling the parents that it's okay for you to be 40 but think that you're 20 and raise your kids that way. And the media is telling you it's okay for you to go clubbing with your daughter. The media is telling you it's okay for you to sit up and drink and smoke weed with your son.
How is the media saying that?
That's a choice that you make. It's everywhere.
If you decide to smoke a blunt with your child, that's a choice that you made. That got nothing to do with no media. That's your choice.
Okay. You defend it by saying I'd rather do it with me than somebody else. You say tomato and I say tomato. But I mean, I'm not saying that that's the case in every situation. I'm just saying some of what is going on nowadays, that is the case. I mean, because I see it myself. You know what I'm saying? Well, I have a girlfriend that's a little older than me, you know, and she raising her kids where, A, she's putting more pressure on them than they need to right now. B, she let them dress how the fuck that, you know, like they're older than they are. That puts it in their mind. All that shit stems from, you know, you the mama, but you sitting up listening to Lil Webby and Lil Boosie, you know what I'm saying? You promoting that shit instead of trying to teach your child that's entertainment. That's not real life.
Hey, you know what? I got to agree with you on that point. Because my mama's favorite song is Fireman by Lil Wayne. So the fuck you doing listening to that shit? That's her favorite song, Fireman by Lil Wayne.
Hold on. You mean tell me Helen talking about I'm the Fireman?
Favorite fucking song, man. She love the fuck out that goddamn song, man. Fucking Lil Wayne.
Shit. Boy, if I come down there and your mama sing you, I swear to God, we going to your mama house, I'm playing that song. And if your mama jump up somewhere on the fireman, fireman, you can spark it up and I'm a, man, nigga, I'm going to tell you, you have to drag me out that house. Nigga, if Helen jump up singing that song, you gonna have to do.
Mommy, think about it. He's a grown ass man now. He's not 12 now, and that's his mama's favorite song. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. Like, you know,
I don't give a damn if she sing that damn song. It's over for me.
I want to say on
Father Tom's comment, shit, my old man sat me down when I was about 14, 15, or somewhere around there. He sat me down. That was the first time I ever smoked a joint with him. He was like, come here. I was like, what? He was like, Sam, like, I know you're out there smoking. Are you thinking about smoking? So you're going to smoke with me to see if you like it or not. I'd rather you try it with me than try it on the streets. So that way you get high and you don't like it. You could be in the house and not be outside doing that shit.
But now, not to say nothing, not to say anything bad about your father, but let me ask you, do you think that's good parenting?
Yeah, I think that's good parenting.
Well, hell, Waylo, I give you a better scenario, shit. I was in the fifth grade. My old man blazed a joint up with me. Yeah. And I don't think you, I'm going to tell you like this, it wasn't good parenting. I mean, the nigga just said, here, hit the motherfucker. And I hit it. And we can attest to this. I just like when we ride in the car with him. Hit the wine, nigga. And
hit
if you
wine.
And if you don't hit it right, he tell you, I said hit the motherfucking wine. Now, I thought that that was, I thought I had the coolest motherfucking father in the world. I did. I thought that, man, my father was the coolest. I'm like, oh, man, shit, it don't get no cooler than my old man. Shit. But when I got older, I realized, man, you didn't teach me nothing but fucked up ass ways. Everything you taught me was fucked up. Now, maybe in your own twisted type of thoughts, you thought you was trying to prepare me for the real world, but instead you should have been beating my ass when I wasn't doing great in school. You know what I'm saying? My mama could call him and be like, man, this boy didn't do shit in school. That motherfucker look at me and be like, motherfucker, what you gonna do? That motherfucker, and he asked me what I'm gonna do while he passing me the joint.
Well, see, Cass, I think that came back to that, you know, trying to be our friend. You know
what I'm saying? That dude just has some fucked up ways about it. I mean,
well, you know what? That don't work now. That work, that being friends shit work. When we was growing up, my mother wasn't nowhere near my motherfucking friend. You know what I'm saying? It was fucking ass because it beat downs in the motherfucking house.
Exactly. Nowadays,
let's go hang out together, shit.
Right. Nowadays,
that shit didn't go on in our generation.
No, it did go on in our generation. I'm telling you, and I can attest to it because I asked my father was born my friend. He didn't teach me. I mean, it wasn't no values there. It was just like
shit. My father wasn't my friend. My father beat the shit out of my ass when I fucked up too. But
well,
the lesson behind that smoking weed with him was he rather me do it with him than do it with somebody out here and get hooked on some of that bullshit that they're slipping these motherfuckers.
My old man was like, shit, you going to smoke it anyway, so here, nigga, you might as well hit it. Shit, nigga. And if that nigga got some good weed, bring it back here.
Oh, my old man just do it. Cheap guns, goddammit, and get us high.
I was bald. My old man, whole thought process was shit. Fuck it, nigga. Hey, I go as far as tell you, shit, nigga. She got a big sister. Bring that bitch back here.
Okay. Well, see, so that take a brawl to the fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Selena,
it's
you know what shit. I ain't scared to say it, and Selena, you know it. You done shit.
Yeah.
She got a big sister, bring that bitch back over here. And my old man like, shit, bring the big sister back. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't nothing there that was built around a family structure. I'm going to be real with you. I didn't have that. So I'm not going to sit here on this motherfucking show and say, well, yeah, you know, my shit wasn't like that. My old man shit, nigga, I could shoot a motherfucker. Old man gonna have the pistol. He ain't gonna, hey, nigga, did you kill him? Motherfucker, don't shoot no motherfucker if you ain't gonna kill him. You know what I'm saying?
Deja vu.
I mean, that's understandable. But I can feel what she's saying. What she's saying is this shit is more predominant now. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
than back.
Yeah, now. When you were 12, maybe it was real, you know, every now and again you would see a little girl your age walking around, look a little bit growner than she ought to. Now, it's everywhere. It's everywhere you turn around. You look, you know, you go to the school to pick up.
Because they don't have no fun no more. They don't know how to have fun. They don't know how to be
right.
kids.
Exactly.
Fuck that, man. You got to check
and
for
why?
You got to ask for ID nowadays.
If
yeah,
not
how old are you? How old are you?
Who, me?
You got to ask for ID.
So when,
you
whoa,
got to prove her age.
So wait a minute. Now you got to ask for ID for your head. You gotta ask for ID before you get some head. That's not right.
Yep.
That shouldn't be going
16
on.
To get you 20.
Hey,
right.
Hey man, look, your daughter was in school just like my daughter was. And when you visit the school, some of them motherfuckers look like they weren't supposed to be in that school. Some of them motherfuckers
I'm
look
saying.
Old as hell.
Hey, but you know what? The fucked up part about it, some of them weren't supposed to be at that motherfucking school. That's the fucked up part about it. That you weren't supposed to be there.
I'm talking about as far as like looks, the body wise, and the shit that they wearing.
I just feel it's a damn
shame. She like
22.
I just feel it's a damn shame. You got to get some ID to get some head. I just feel like that's a damn shame. I think we need to make
you fuck around and catch a statutory rape charge.
I'm saying, it comes to that. Like I said, 16 to get you 20, and these 16-year-old girls are sneaking in these clubs. They got on this goddamn makeup. They look like they got down 21, 22. And you would never know till you had for some goddamn ID.
Damn right.
And you know
I
what?
I don't say for ID plenty of times.
Well, hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. We're going to go to the song. We're going to come right back to this. All right? Y'all making me upset because I was finna go to the club tonight. Now y'all got me upset. So we'll be right back.
That's yeah. why I go to the
just
bar.
Just remember 16 and get you 20.
Oh, baby, baby, we're coming home, I can give you that roar. Baby, push on me from the back door. Ooh, girl, you know the drill, don't ask no questions. Ooh, yeah. You already know. Tonight, tonight, girl, I'm trying to give you that thing to make it stay. From the kitchen floor down to the fireplace. Incense burning your body, talking that shit to me. Cancel that phone. The only sound I'm trying to hear is your moan. You riding topless, no panties on. And I've been thinking about this all day long. You're giving me the fire zone.
I'm coming home, I'm gonna give you better more. Baby, hey. Hey, push on me from the back door. Baby, hey, no real, don't ask no questions.
Wow.
You already know.
Oh, Papa coming home,
I'm gonna give you better more.
The favorite hey, position.
From the back door.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
Is your girl Janae home? Yes. Call her up and tell her it's about to be on.
Yes.
Tell her don't show if it ain't heels and thongs. I can already see it. Oh, what a feeling. Just get jealous if I hit that too hard. Cause you come first, you know you're my heart. Cause it'll always be yours. Girl, I'm about to turn you on.
We're coming home, I can give you better more.
When you hear me pulling, I'm in the air.
You already know.
Papa coming home. Assume the position. Girl, proceed with that drill. Yeah,
you already know.
You know just how I like to see it.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back. Got a little technical difficulties, but I guess we're back. Everybody, 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 good people.
Everybody back?
We hear you. We hear you.
All right, all right. I was having a little technical difficulties on my end, but I'm sorry about that. All right, so now, Janine, let me ask you something. Because we're making all this big money now. I know a fantasy got to get fulfilled now. I mean, shit. For y'all that don't know, for y'all that called in a little late, Zane making that big money now. I ain't gonna say, but she in the Fortune 500 company now, and she making these big dollars. Shout out to her. When you throwing the party?
What?
When is you throwing the party?
When I have to throw a party? I've been saying we needed to have a party.
No, when you throwing a party? Because you clocking big dollars now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you throwing the party?
If someone or somebody tell me when they want to have it and where at, I will put a party together.
All right, you people, y'all hear that?
You working at that Fortune 500 company?
I'm
going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
You got to believe in me, Janine. Believe in me, baby.
Hey, Father Ty, that's my future ex-wife. I'm going to be like Kate or like Britney Spears' husband.
Yeah,
K-Pad, you leave my future ex-wife alone, dude, all right?
He said his future ex-wife.
That's crazy as hell.
God damn.
His future ex-wife. He know it ain't going to last.
Ex-wife.
He know it ain't going to last. He just did it strictly for the money.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm going to be like when Dave Chappelle got goddamn Oprah. Got you not, bitch. I'm pregnant with. Got you not, bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Call the cash up, pass. I got her ass. I got her ass.
Oh, my God.
That man said future ex. That's my future ex-wife. We're going to get married and get divorced right away.
Nah, I got to wait for a minute.
I'm on alimony. I would love to see that, man. I would love to see a man getting some goddamn alimony. I'd love to see that shit.
Boy, shit, this man out there getting it?
I mean,
I don't know no motherfucker that's getting it.
Shit, my uncle taking care of all those damn kids. Ex-wife trying to crack head, let some dude cheating on him, trying to turn her ass out.
Well, if she a crackhead, he ain't getting nothing.
I'm telling you, she's a functioning crackhead. This motherfucker smoke crack and maintain a goddamn good ass job.
A functioning crackhead.
All right, well, now, hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. I'm on the site right now. Well, I'm sorry, y'all had seats in the shower.
Man, we did it all over that motherfucking room.
You went to the separate?
Yeah,
that motherfucker was nice.
Spent the whole weekend in that motherfucker. It was hiding the motherfucker in that song for him.
That's where me and my future ex-wife going to go. Ain't that right, Janine? We gonna go there too.
Now the fact that he put on the site had sex in the sauna. It was hot as hell, and he got these chairs right there, making me say if I ever go to the Sibbers, I don't want any white chairs.
Don't want
to
right. I don't want Wait a minute, these are like the same tits Papa John had. Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Man, that motherfucking room was sweet as hell, boy, I swear.
It was worth everything.
Which one did you have, along with the swimming pool?
It was worth every fucking penny. It really was. They laid that motherfucker out for me. No, that's the one I wanted to get, but I clicked the wrong fucking one. I clicked the wrong one. You know, I was excited like a motherfucker. And I clicked the wrong goddamn button. I ended up reserving the wrong room.
Now, wait, Lo, you just said you wouldn't touch nothing in the sewers. Why not?
No, I'm just saying, shit, you got to think about it. If you go to the sewers, that's all you're doing is fucking. You ain't going there to sit in no hot tub. You going there to fuck. Everybody fucking. Everybody fucking
in the hot tub.
In the
hot tub.
Fucking in them hot tubs, in them saunas. They clean those rooms good. But if you're talking about you don't want to touch them chairs, shit, you don't want to touch the bed, hell.
You just gonna fuck it up for everybody. All right,
man. Hold on, man. Hold on for one second.
Waylo just straight killed the boo, didn't he?
Goddamn, Waylo.
I ain't trying to kill the boo. I'm just saying. You talking about not touching the chair? Shit.
Okay.
But they clean it, though. Shit.
It was a joke. Waylo, you just killed the
boo. Waylo. This is from me. And Mother Nature, we want to thank you for fucking up our memories.
Say something else, nigga.
This just fucked up my whole memory, man. Now I'm sitting here thinking like, damn, right. Somebody else been fucking in this bed too.
And now I gotta go get
somebody else to be rolling around in your juices.
Yeah, all I said was a tail. That's all. I just
right I now. I'm thinking about the bed, the hot tub, the floor.
Right. Well, you know they fuck in the hot tub too.
So I'm gonna go next month and do the same shit.
That motherfucker is worth every penny spent and shit. I bet you easy on it.
Fuck what you talking about, Waylo. I think every fucking dime
was worth it, bro. Cause I'm going too. Shit, I'm gonna be rolling around in that shit.
Well, make sure you get room 47, motherfuckers. That's the one I was in. 47, motherfucker. Tell me if they clean that motherfucker up.
They even roll his name all around that motherfucker.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, when y'all get a chance. Go to verycoolrooms.com. It's in Midlothian, Illinois, and look for the room called The Bliss.
I looked at it already.
I'm waiting on Janine. Shit, Janine got the motherfucking money. I'm waiting.
Janine, you checked that out for us? How is it? Did you like it? Must you check right behind it, dog? I'm telling you, watch your cash, man. Don't be talking about my future ex-wife's money, man. You got to wait till I get my half. You know, she got to pay alimony. Then she's
you better get a kid. You better get her pregnant, dog. Get her pregnant on purpose.
I told you.
And now
some holes
like
in that motherfucker.
Then don't raise Indiana, because you won't get alimony out here.
The rubber
broke,
girl.
Ever happen.
That's what I do.
Hey, baby, you know I can't have kids. You know I can't have kids, baby.
he gonna be like Dave Chappelle. Oh, that motherfucker came out looking like Cam. Oh, goddamn.
oh, we gonna get our ass out. We gonna get that motherfucker statement. Oh yeah, we gonna get that motherfucker back.
Hey, I'm gonna type you a motherfucking message. Look at the whole face, baby. Look at the whole face.
that works even better. That's adultery. Half. Way to go, Cass. Way to hook it up for me, bro.
You got a case, bro. You got a case. You know,
case.
I did go to. I went to school for a semester for that lawyer shit, dog. You can hire me.
That's okay.
Give me 10%.
Who you gonna hire? You gonna hire him? Oh
hell
shit!
No, I ain't losing my case.
Janae, we got this in the bag. He gonna hire Father Time.
Exactly.
These motherfuckers discussing the case over 40 or 39. Oh, we got the case in the bag. We got
niggas
drunk
and got shit done.
Right. These motherfuckers fight with each other. Oh, shit,
man. No, I got you, dog. Because according to Penal Code 7.234.
And see, when he get in there, he going to be like, penis code.
Penis code.
Penis code. According to Penis Code. I can hear
penis
father.
Code. I need
right.
one.
Right. According to Penis Code 69. Wait a minute.
We won't have.
We can always settle out of court.
A month so he can maintain his lifestyle, Your Honor.
His lifestyle. Look, you ain't even the dude has to bust up, man. His lifestyle.
Today,
all you got to do buy a big case of 40s, everybody. It's
Oh, man.
You
want
to get
a case of
40s? That's
some weed,
man. Gotta have my weed, man. I'm just going to let you know. We can work that out, you know, on the side.
Now, you see that? You see that wick?
That's
he
what I'm
like,
wearing his ass.
You ain't get shit. You ain't.
I'm getting a goddamn chew.
Hey,
get
I'm
my
sorry.
Ass.
No,
shut
no.
the fuck. Shut.
Oh, whoa. My bad. Wrong. My bad. I'm not saying, Wick, listen, dog. Listen, what I'm saying is, I'm going to tell her that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to be drinking on her 40s while we discussing the case. You
feel me? Yeah, Debbie.
Because you're going to give me 10%. She only going to give me a case of 40s. That ain't number $36. You're giving me 10%.
The fact that you got this down to the science is just fucked up.
It's kind of scary.
The fact that y'all actually think I will fall for that—that's really crazy.
My future ex-wife, I know you're smarter than that. We're gonna have to come up with a way better plan.
Yeah, y'all.
All right, then we got to move up our beer up. We got to get home, bro. Heineken.
Yeah, we got to come better than that.
Yeah, we can't fuck with that malt liquor since she got some smarts to her.
Well, like
I mean, I will hope that y'all not buying no cheap liquor anyway.
We gonna get Heineken.
If you with me and somebody who, if you got money, you don't buy the cheap shit no way.
Nah, baby,
the voice. You cut them off. You cut them off.
Let them buy that cheap shit, boo. Let them buy that cheap shit. Let them buy that cheap shit.
Hey, Cash, she might be your baby mama, but she my future ex-wife, man. You need to bag up, bro.
Hey, all I'm saying is, man, fucking, she's sporting big figures now. She, hey.
Let me pay my lawyer in the beer he won't. Now, once he's gone, I can drink my regular shit.
Well, wait a minute, man. If she only clocking three figures, dog, we got to keep buying the cheap shit. Three figures?
You said three figures?
Three?
If y'all think she getting three figures, then I said a Fortune 500 company. If y'all think she getting three figures, then, yeah, that works for y'all. Go ahead.
Go ahead, lawyer.
Y'all need to go back to basic math.
That's supposed to be my lawyer. I feel like Lindsay Lohan. I gotta get me another lawyer.
No, you need to keep her lawyers because them motherfuckers keep her out of jail. What she do?
She don't ever
back in jail.
Yeah, with that bitch broke, then a motherfucker. She broke as hell.
She got a sugar daddy.
She ain't in jail.
Motherfucker. What's his name? The dude from. 2.5 million.
Which one?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie?
Yeah,
no,
Charlie Sheen.
She fucking with Charlie.
Yeah, he did. He gave 100,000. Like, yeah, he gave 100,000 to pay that shit off.
Off the strength. I don't know if he's fucking her or not, but he sure broke bread with her.
She must be a freak. You know, Charlie only like them freaks.
Man, Charlie ain't no punk. Charlie get them high-priced hoes.
I kick it with Charlie except for all the cocaine shit. Yeah,
two
at
one time.
Yeah, he getting the best money he can buy.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, he got to know somebody to get the hoes that he fuck with.
Wasn't he in the black book, the Madam's book?
Yeah. And didn't make no bones about it. Yeah, the nigga didn't make no bones about it. Hell yeah, shit. I was in that motherfucker several times. Yeah, that'll be me, shit. Hey, motherfucker, what? Y'all will give me. Y'all didn't actually see me stick the dick in. Fuck y'all. Shit, yeah, you goddamn right. I fucked a couple of them hoes. And what's your point?
Well, when you got that kind of money, you know what I'm saying? You can do that kind of shit.
Man.
Me, I'm looking for that $20.
You got that
hole.
Kind of money, goddamn it. You shouldn't have to buy no pussy. Pussy should be free, shit.
Yeah, but now hold on. At the same time, you got to realize, Waylo, when you got that type of money, man, I mean, I ain't gonna even lie. I mean, if I had that type of money, I would see. Yeah, I'd probably buy me a hoe every now and then, cause I don't want to be hearing all that shit. Well, I'm an aspiring model, and I really just want to just. I love.
Yeah.
Me. No, you don't love me.
People just out for your money.
Right, shit. You know, this one. Hell yeah, this is definitely.
He paying, get it out the way, shit, bitch. You know
hell
what you're for.
Yeah, you know what you're here for. Go on, do what you got to do. Shit, I ain't got time. I don't want to hear all that talking.
Well, shit, I wouldn't even do it like that, dog. If I had that kind of money, I'd still be going to the Buckingham. Fuck it. If I spend all that extra shit, man, for a piece of pussy. You know what I'm saying? You're going to spend $100,000 for a piece of ass. You can get the same piece of ass from a $20 hoe. What's the difference?
At least you know these hoes go get decked. Them bitches coughing all on you. You still want to suck your dick. That's
all right. Fuck it, I'm going to fucking this shit.
Nah, I'm just getting over a little something.
Yeah, yeah. wake up the next morning, your dick got a cold. What the fuck is that?
You hear somebody sneezing while you sleep and shit.
Yeah. You sleep, your dick come on. And shoot. What the fuck?
You wake up with hair you didn't go to sleep with. What the fuck? Where did this shit come from? I didn't have this hair last night.
Oh, y'all so silly.
Motherfucker, pubic hair. Motherfucker, pubic hair been burnt off. I fell out, just burnt off.
So you're going to be like Eddie Murphy, go to the doctor and say, doctor, what does it mean when I go to the bathroom and a big flame of fire shoot out my dick?
Right. You have a burning sensation? No, motherfucker. The motherfucking flames. I done burnt the toilet up.
Man, I got to go outside and pee. I burned the whole house down.
Motherfucker, that means you got something. I don't think I can't help that. I'm gonna refer you to somebody though. I ain't gonna be able to.
Yeah. You don't need me. You need a fire department, motherfucker.
My damn extinguisher.
You need to stop fucking with them $20 hoes. That's what you need to stop doing.
Hell yeah. $20 bitch with a mohawk. That bitch. She got the mohawk. No bitch. That nigga half her hair just fell out on the side. That bitch ain't got no mohawk.
This
nope.
is the latest trend. No, bitch, that's a disease I can't pronounce. I don't know what
that is. No, bitch, that's chlamydia. You done had chlamydia too long. Your hair done started falling out. That's what that is.
So
there
ain't no bad
burn.
You need Rogaine. Oh, I don't know what.
No, bitch, you need a shot of penicillin. Let that shit, nigga. Let that shit in your ass. Hey, man, before we get out of here, though, before we get out of here, man, all right, this is a story that, I mean, I think Father Time can tell it best. Situation, dog, when you and Wick was, y'all, you thinking Wick, remember he came here from out of town and he had to leave his clothes in your car?
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell the story, dog? See, Wick ain't going to tell the whole story. See, I know you would tell the story the right way.
When he had his clothes in my car?
Yeah. You know, when you act like you was asleep when the police came.
Oh. I'll correct him when he's wrong.
No, go ahead, Father Clyde. Go ahead.
That's when we was, I think we was parked on 6. And you know what I'm saying? We was on the holster roll. And we got that one hole to come back to the car. You know what I'm saying? y'all was in the back seat. I was in the driver's seat, right? And that motherfucker shined that light on us. You remember this?
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker hit that light, right? And my slick ass, I kind of slid down and put my head on the window like I was asleep, right? So he came up to the window. He knocked on the window. He's like, what's going on? I said, oh, man, I just been driving all day, man. I was a little tired, so I just pulled over to take a nap. And then he flashed light in the back seat. And there you go. He was like, y'all need to break this shit up. Y'all need to get out of here. If I see y'all over here again, I'm taking y'all to jail. All that crazy ass shit. It was funny at the time, though. I told Play like I was asleep. That motherfucker knocked on the window with his flashlight. What the fuck y'all out here doing?
The funny part is that Wick came down here, Wick left every stitch of clothes that he owned in Gary. He got this motherfucker on 6th Avenue. He didn't wreck to the bus, jumped on the bus and went straight home. They go out and dirty call me the next day. Hey, man, you got my clothes? I said, I got your clothes. What you mean, do I got your clothes? Well, you got your old clothes. And he would not tell me why he didn't have his own clothes. Father Ty got my clothes. He get my clothes for me and sent them to me. This motherfucker come pulling up. Man, the motherfucker that left. He left me there. He left me there with the police in the home.
Wait a minute. Police in the home.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. He left you with a police in the home. How did this story go? Wait a minute. A police
in the home. It was like 3 in the morning, man. On a whole show.
That sounds like a fucking situation.
Right. A police and a hoe. How in the hell did you get left with a police and a hoe?
I still act like I was asleep on his ass.
He said,
that motherfucker knocked on the window.
He said, Wick to go walking down with his back. And I said, all right, dog, I'll talk to you later. When I made the hoe, Wick didn't say that. Wick walked straight down to the motherfucking bus station, jumped on the bus, and went the fuck back home.
I don't think I want to be there no more. Fuck that. I'm out.
It's time for me to go. That's the only right there. Police fuck with you already.
Hey, well, buddy says it's a nice place to visit, but I don't want to be there.
Right. Got me sitting in the car waiting on him to bring the hoe back. Motherfucker suit right up on me. What you out here doing, man? Oh, man, I was tired, man. I just pulled over for a nap. This motherfucker in front of me then turned around. Started walking the other way.
And man, you gonna walk up to the car for? What the hoe? Mm-hmm. Officer, we should get in the car right here.
Yeah, that would have been funny. I excuse me, officer. What are you doing, sir? I'm about to get in the car with this hoe.
Fuck you, dude. You holding us up, motherfucker.
Hey, what you vote? Holding us up, man.
Hey, man, every time I do something with this motherfucker after hours, there's always some shit. Just like when we went to the liquor store, we went to Lucky's. That motherfucker ran though.
Well, you should have done around with that one.
That's bullshit. That motherfucker, police took my Snickers. I really wanted that Snickers.
That's what the hell you was mad about, the goddamn snicker.
I wanted that fucking snicker, man.
That motherfucker ain't mad at the goddamn snicker. That's what the fuck you mad about, the fucking snicker. Candy-eating fucker.
That motherfucker took my... And then said, thanks. Tell your boy, thanks. That was my Snickers. That wasn't his. You took my Snickers. Tell your boy, thanks for the Snickers. And he took the chip. The chips was yours. But the Snickers was mine. I ain't give a fuck about the chips. Son of a bitch.
Boy, I tell you. All right, y'all, let's get up out of here, man. You motherfuckers, boy. I wish I could have seen when you tried to slump down in that motherfucking chair.
Man, I tried to act like I was asleep. I said that shit with a straight-ass face, though, man. I told that motherfucker, man, look, I've been driving all day, man. I was tired. I just pulled over to take a nap. That's the first thing I could think of.
Okay, but it wasn't like you was in a truck. You was in a Lincoln. What the fuck? What made you think that he was going to think that you've been driving, like you've been on the road, like you was a truck driver?
It's 3 in the morning, man. It's like 3 in the morning.
When
you
Indiana plays,
hey, I'm tired.
Hey, dog, when Indiana plays song on the Holstroll Street.
On the Holstroll. On the Holstroll. What the fuck made you think he was going
to sleep?
Right, I went to sleep.
I fell asleep waiting
tired,
on that hoe.
I pulled over because I was tired, and I just took a nap.
He was tired from busting his nuts.
That's what happened.
You should have seen that motherfucker's face, the way he was looking at me like, you really think I'm going to believe this shit. I'd have heard some shit, but you really, really think I'm going to believe this shit here. It's the truth, man. I'm tired.
You a block away from Buckingham, and you talking about you sleep.
Yeah, but the look on that motherfucker's face was priceless. That shit was priceless.
I'm pretty sure it was when you told me you was asleep. You know, with all the bitches peas and no pants right here, you talk about, oh, well, this is a nice spot to go to sleep. Park the Delaney. I have a hole somewhere with the sleep. You actually go park on the whole stroll and go to sleep.
Hey, man, I couldn't think of nothing else, man. It's the first thing I'm thinking while he's walking to the car. What am I going to say?
Then the fact that Wiggs just kept walking, man. That motherfucker left every stitch of clothes he ever owned. just kept walking. Fucking, it ain't worth it. Fuck them clothes. See, hey, that's a motherfucker. Hey, I'm going to start calling Wick Robert De Niro. There's nothing that he can't leave in 30 fucking seconds.
Right. You see the heat, you turn around.
That motherfucker left. He walked away. Never turned back, never looked. Hey, now, fuck it. I'm going to the bus station. That motherfucker didn't wait to see if he got if they let him out or nothing. That motherfucker went there. I guess the bus just happened to be there. Fuck it, I'm gone. All right, y'all, let's get up out of here, y'all. All right. Safire, what's up? You got any last words for us, baby?
Well, yes, I enjoyed y'all once again. Hopefully I can tune in with y'all tomorrow. And, you know, y'all be blessed and send city love.
What's up? Let's start. What about you, baby?
I enjoy you as always. I'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Okay. That's what's up.
Way low. Shit, next media. Got the Kenny Boxer tomorrow night at the Link Ball. If y'all on the 219, come check your boy out. See these crazy ladies fight on stage for $200.
Hey, man, you need to holler this boy, man. We need a discount on them shirts, man.
Hey, what you trying to pay for? Just give me a number, shit.
Shit, we trying to see what they are in bulk, man. Well, we rap about it.
Yeah.
Janine, what's up, baby? Miss Rich with your rich ass.
Whatever.